Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose. I am an intuitive medium, a Reiki master and teacher, and I own the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located here in Tariffville, Connecticut. Tariffville is a part of Simsbury, Connecticut. I am so grateful to have all of you with me this evening. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to take just a brief moment and talk about an exciting milestone that the Purple Rose has reached. Yesterday, Sunday, was our 8th year anniversary, and I have to admit, I almost forgot about it until yesterday. I was teaching a Reiki 1 training, and the beautiful women in my class asked me about how I started the Purple Rose, and it is then that I realized that it is our 8-year anniversary. And so I can't do this work without all of you. I thank you so much for being with me and for supporting me all of these years and for allowing me to be of service and to use these gifts and hopefully inspire the gifts within all of you as well. So thank you so much for that. I also want to remind you, our topic tonight is empowering empaths, and at the Purple Rose on a regular basis, I do offer a 2-part workshop called Empath 101 and Empath 201, which will give you so much more information, tools, and instruction, and a nice, safe environment to share and be together. So do watch for those courses. They come up quite regularly on our schedule. You can see the calendar section of our website and see when perhaps another one will be coming around if you're in our area and would like to join us. And of course, the website is thepurplerose.net, and that will give you my contact information, all of the things that we have going on as well, and details. Tonight I am going to be offering readings to those of you who would like to call in, and it seems like it's been such a long time since I was able to do that for all of you with the topics and the great guests that we've had. So tonight, if you would like to have a mini reading, our call-in number is 718-664-6906. Of course, it is a very quick reading because we have a show to do and information to share. And I can't give you my full attention because we have other people waiting for readings as well. So tonight will be a short reading if you'd like to call in, if you have a question, or if you'd like to share something about our topic, empaths. I'd love to hear from you too, if this is something that you have in your life and a part of who you are. I'd love to hear from you. So again, the call-in number is 718-664-6906. And if you'd like a full reading at another time, I would love to do that for you as well. I do in-person readings if you're close to us, and also phone readings if you're not. So again, check out thepurplerose.net and let me know you'd like to set one of those up. I want to send a warm welcome out to everyone who is joining us in chat. Thank you for being with us. We are already having a discussion about how cool the color purple is and other beautiful colors. And I am getting an IM question, and it's really hard for me to IM at the same time I'm running the switchboard and looking at chat and talking to all of you. So it's really too hard for me to to answer your IMs, I do ask for your indulgence and understanding with that. But the question was, what if she can't call in? The only way that I can really do readings when I'm hosting the show alone is if you call into our show. It's too hard with all the energy out there and with all of the balls in the air that I have when I'm hosting a show alone to do a reading for you any other way. So I also want to thank everyone who have added us, Discovering Nature Spirit, to your friends list here on Blog Talk Radio and to your favorites, our show on your favorites. I really appreciate that. Also, I want to send a shout out to anyone who is listening to this show on archive. I want you to know that I appreciate that you listen that way and that you are not forgotten. And if you have anything ever that you'd like to share and you are listening on archive, you're welcome to contact me and share your story or your question or your comment. I'd love to hear from you. My contact information, of course, is thepurplerose.net, or if you want the email, it's laurapurplerose@aol.com. So wonderful to have all of you who listen to archives as well. I know you can't always be here live on Monday evenings. So tonight our topic is the subject of empaths, and I recently did a show about empaths, and it got such a huge response, so many comments and questions that came from that show, and so many people who joined us in chat and said that they also had empathic sensibilities. I wanted to do another show because I didn't get to even half of the material that I had planned with Spirit to go over. And so tonight we are repeating that topic and taking it into new directions. And also I have a great guest who will be joining us. I think I have her down in the January schedule, who is also a sensitive. She's a psychic sensitive as well, and we'll be talking about empaths again. I believe that show is coming up in January, so watch for that. I'd love to have her opinion and her understanding of the topic. So I'm going to offer that for all of you very soon. So tonight, let's start with the basic definition of empath. What in the world is an empath? What am I talking about? What do I mean? An empath is simply someone who has healing and intuitive gifts innately and who is very sensitive to the energies and the emotions around them. It can be either a man or a woman. I've just come in contact with many more women who are empaths, but men can have empath gifts as well. And so you're sensitive to the energies around you in a way that is more prominent for you than most people. And a lot of times the people around you don't really understand that you are feeling things so much deeper than the quote-unquote average bear when things happen and when situations occur. And this can be energy or emotions from people in your immediate circle, in your immediate family, but it doesn't have to be. You can feel deeply on behalf of the world at large. You can feel deeply on behalf of a stranger. You know, watching the news can be a traumatic experience for you, so I highly recommend not doing that very often if you like to keep involved with world events, although I don't know why you would. Don't do that very often, and especially don't watch the news before you go to bed, because that can be a difficult night of sleep for those of us who are very sensitive to the energies around us, because of course the news is filled with drama and trauma and fear and violence. And so being sensitive to those energies, we can also take them upon ourselves as empaths, and it can wreak havoc with our own energy system if we don't understand that it is not our energy to hold, and we sure as heck don't have to hold on to that energy. I will do my best also to keep an eye on chat, so if you guys have things to share, I would love to hear from you, and I'll do my best to keep one eye in the chat room and another eye in all of the other places that I'm looking at on my switchboard, because I know a few of you on the chat list, and I know you are beautiful empaths yourself. So I'd love to hear your comments as we move through the hour. Now, one of the questions that I get quite a bit is, well, isn't everybody empathic? And if you look up in the dictionary as to what empathic means, it simply means being able to identify with someone else. And it is true that most people are empathic, but it is not true that most people are what I'm talking about, which is empaths, because empath is a particular type of intuitive and healing person who has sensitivity to the energies around them. So what I'd like to talk about tonight, and I'd love to hear from you as well, as to how do you go about your everyday life being sensitive to the energies, and what do you do to keep yourself protected, and what do you do to keep yourself cleansed? Do you do anything? Are you even aware that this is happening? Are you an empath who doesn't even know that there's a term for how you're feeling? You may have gotten along your lifetime the criticism that, well, you're just too sensitive, you're just oversensitive. And what I want to say is, well, yeah, that's the whole point, because that is where our gifts lie, within our sensitivity, because it is within our sensitivity that our intuition is strong. And so we are picking up on the energies of other people because we are meant to read that energy. We are meant to be of service to the world, our innate healing gifts. And so that is our intuitive gift of being able to pick up on that energy. We're able to read that energy for a reason. We have come in our soul's plan and in our soul's purpose with that as a beautiful gift. But it can be a double-edged sword, as I've mentioned, when it is a difficult situation that you come upon or that you are in yourself, because you do feel both the positive and the negative so deeply. So tonight I do want to go through and give you some tools and techniques and an understanding of how you can use these gifts safely. The coined phrase for what this is a clairsentient in the metaphysical genre. That is the term that is used. It's clairsentience, intuitive feeling is the definition of that. All of you know what a clairvoyant is. It's someone who can see spirit. It's someone who has intuitive vision. Well, a clairsentient is the same thing, but with regard to your feelings. So not only are you meant to read other people through your clairsentience in effort to be of service to them, but being able to read other people's energies when it is appropriate for you to do so also is a self-protective mechanism that you are born with within yourself, because you know what's really going on with a person. You know what's really going on with a situation, despite what they may be telling you or despite with what they may be presenting to you. You can read that situation. You can read that person, and you will know the truth. You have to begin to trust your feelings again. We're a society in which we don't put a lot of stock into feeling. We don't put a lot of stock into intuition. We don't put a lot of stock into all of those very important birthright gifts that we all have to some degree or another. And so coming back into your empath gift, becoming aware of it, and using it on a daily basis can be a protection for you, because you'll know when someone is trying to scam you, for instance. You'll know when someone is lying. No one will be able to lie. It's like a built-in lie detector that you have within your heart. It is a heart-centered gift. That is where our clairsentience lives, within our body, within our energy system. It lives within our heart chakra, within our heart area. So for those of you who are understanding and identifying with the things that I am sharing, chances are you are an empath, and there can be a lot of different degrees of empaths. You may not be an empath that is totally sensitive all the time. You may have this in varying degrees. And what I have found with the energy shifts going on at this time in this world is that many people are becoming more sensitive one way or another. And so you may not identify as a full-blown empath, so to speak, but you may identify a little bit as you get more sensitive, as our intuition is meant to be used on a daily basis, on a regular course of business. your sensitivity can increase. And so some of the things that we'll talk about tonight and continue to talk about on this show will come in handy for many people, not just someone who will call themselves an empath. So thank you for listening to my initial spiel here. I do see that we have a couple of callers waiting, and they have their hands raised. And so I do ask if you call in, our call-in number is 718-664-6906, and do press the number 1 if you'd like to be put on the air. That will let me know. It shows me that your hand is raised to be put on the air. And so we do have some callers with hands raised. So let's start with the first caller on the line, which is area code 951. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. May I have your first name and what I can do for you tonight or what you'd like to share?
Okay, my first name is LaRon, and I just wanted to know if you can tell me what you pick up for me as far as romance and relationships.
Romance and relationships. Can you say your name one more time for me?
LaRon.
I can get it very clearly.
LaRon.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's tune in to the guides, and you do have a lot of angels. There's a lot of angelic light around you as I tune into your energy field. You have a beautiful, beautiful healing aura is what they're showing me. So my sense is that you have a lot of innate healing gifts yourself. And they are showing me with regard to relationships that a cleansing is in order for you. So you may have just been through something difficult, or you may have had difficult relationships in the past, but they are showing me a cleansing. So that is on an energetic level, of course, that I'm reading and I'm talking about. So you may want to find your way to some water. They're showing me you finding your way to some water. So if you don't live around a nice body of water to spend some time with, you can even take a nice sea salt bath with maybe a few essential oils. They're saying some lavender oil would do you well, because lavender, they're sharing with me, is an herb and an oil and a scent that helps with not only cleansing, but also bringing out your true colors and bringing out that love within yourself. So I know I didn't answer your question directly. Is that helpful to you?
That is. Yes, it is.
Okay. So perhaps this is a period for you of just going within and cleansing and giving love to that heart area. They're showing me again that purple color, and they're showing me it coming in, the color of lavender coming into your heart. So spend some time with that before you venture back out on the dating market, so to speak, is what I'm hearing, because they want to get you in a place where you're going to attract a mate or a relationship that is going to be healthy for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so there is a bit of discussion going on in chat. I appreciate that. Please keep going, and let me know how you are feeling about what we're talking about. Definitely want to incorporate our feelings once more into our life. And so someone is talking about a blizzard. Expecting a big blizzard in the Midwest. Wow. That is cool, I guess, if you like a lot of snow. All right, so we do have a couple more callers waiting, so let's just take another call here, and we'll head to area code 216. Area code 216, are you with me?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What is your first name, and how can I help you tonight?
Okay, my name is Lily. And I was hoping you can tell me what to expect in my marriage. Right now my husband is like having a mental breakdown, and he's moved out, so I was wondering if you see him moving back in the future.
There is an energy in this relationship of one of you feeling caged in. Would that be your husband, or would that be you?
That's probably him.
Him. Okay. That's what I'm feeling, is that he was feeling a little caged in by this relationship, and they're literally showing me that he needs some time to spread his wings. And so for you, what does that mean for you? I mean, that's you're who I have on the line. And so what that means for you is that the angels are telling me that you have a choice to make while he is getting his space and spreading his wings. You know, what do you want? Do you want to be back with this particular person, or do you want something different as well? My sense is that you may not, I'm hearing that you may not want to wait around. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I never give advice as to what your final decision should ever be.
Right.
That is not why I'm here. But I think that the angels are saying, what I'm hearing is you may want to take stock yourself. Is this really what you want? And you may not want to wait around for him to make his decision. Perhaps it's time for you to get in touch with what you truly want and the decision that you'd like to make with regard to this relationship. My sense also is that he may not be being totally honest with you about what's going on for him. And so you do want to come back in and check in with yourself. And
what is going on with him?
Well,
is he looking at other women? I mean, what's going on with him?
Well, the one thing that I don't do as a reader is read people without their permission, and I don't technically have your husband's permission to read him. So the angels and guides, my intention is always to bring through whatever is appropriate for us to know so that I don't violate anyone's privacy. And they're not giving me the details, but they are saying that he's not being totally honest with you. My sense is that as he pulled away from you, he stopped sharing necessarily what was truly going on for him. So the angels again are repeating that they don't necessarily want you to wait around for him to make the decision. You need to get in touch and take your power back in this relationship. They don't,
right.
You know, it seems like the ball is in his court right now and you're just waiting to whether he throws the ball back towards you. And so you want to create your own life and empower yourself with what's right for you. That's what I'm hearing, and that's what the angels are supporting you in.
Do you see maybe a time frame as to when he's going to be open to communicating or like reconnecting or anything like that?
Well, they're showing me a time frame of 6 months right now, but I'm not sure whether that's a time frame of reconnecting. I'm thinking that that's a time frame, and that's why you may not want to wait that long, because it's quite a bit of time. It can be quite a bit of time for you. Okay.
I don't know how to get out of him what he's not being honest about, though, because he doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And I don't think that we could necessarily get something out of someone if they don't want to share it with us. You know, that's the hard part. And so the angels, again, are reiterating that it doesn't necessarily matter what is in his mind or in his heart. You need to refocus on what is in your heart. And do you want to be with someone who is not being upfront with you, who is not sharing with you? You know, I mean, we can give people space and we can give people time, but the angels are coming down pretty hard on this particular situation being a little bit too much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
I wish you love and luck with the situation. I know it can be difficult.
Yeah, it is. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
You too.
All right, I know we do have a couple of callers waiting, and let's see. Let's take one more call before we move into our empath discussion again. 917 area code, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. May I have your first name and how I can help you tonight or what you'd like to share?
Yes, my name is Venera, and I am wondering about employment situation. My school hopefully will be done by August or so, and I'm hoping that I would be fully employed as a faculty, which is a unique position I'm after at that point.
Okay.
I was wondering, what is your take on?
I am being pulled away. Are you thinking about moving? Does this require a move of some sort?
That's the thing, it could. So I'm open, you know, I'm open to whatever opportunities come, but only in certain areas, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I do think that it needs to be in a different area. My sense is that if you are open to moving and you send your resume and applications out to a variety of places, not necessarily just in your particular area, but in a variety of areas, you'll have more likely success at finding the job that you are searching for. So I just keep getting pulled over, in other words, pulled away, like geographically for you. So I do see that you will be able to find the position that you are seeking, but just be open to moving to a different area.
Yeah, like I have like three places that I wouldn't mind going to, three different cities. But the problem is also like whether I will be able to complete my doctorate, because it's not like it's all up to me. It's also about whether the people get back to me on time, and it's all this politics going on. I'm just, you know, do you see that happening?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question for me?
I'm wondering if you see the graduation coming up also on time, like either May or June. It's very tight, but I need to graduate, so.
What I'm hearing is that for that to happen, you will have to work extra hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing from the angels. So it depends on your energy and if you're willing to do that. It's almost like the angels are lining up the best possible, this is what I'm seeing. The angels are showing me that they are lining up the best possible set of circumstances. And it's almost like they want you to surrender a bit of control to them. You know, you like most of us, we want to make sure that we have all our ducks lined up so that we will have everything we need. And the angels are saying you need to surrender some of that control to them and allow them to help you that way. Because sometimes our limited viewpoint, our limited perspective can get in the way from the best case scenario that the angels are trying to bring in. So good luck with everything, and hopefully you will enjoy the new location if that opportunity comes up for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. It is time for our short commercial break, and that will give me a chance to peek in at chat. I do see that there's some discussion going on in there. Also, we had a question come up on an IM, and again, it's really hard for me to read IMs about whether to ask questions in chat, and you can sure ask general questions in chat, but in order to get a reading, I do ask that you call in. So we are going to take a very short commercial break, just a little bit of music and a little bit of words, and hopefully you will all join me back on the other side so we can talk more about being a beautiful, sensitive healer.
For loving guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings. Or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose. Discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering Nature's Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Our topic is empowering empaths, and our call-in number is 718-664-6906 if you'd like to call in and share anything or call in and ask for a reading. I would be happy to do that for you as we move through the rest of our show. We have had a bit of discussion in chat with regard to how can you tell if it is your stuff or if it is someone else's stuff, because as an empath, we do pick up other people's emotions. We can pick up other people's emotions or situations, and sometimes it's not always pleasant. And so we want to make sure that we are going through life as protected as we possibly can so that we don't absorb the negativity that is around us and is so prevalent these days. But if we do, and some slips by our filter, we do have great techniques that we can talk about clearing. And so the best case scenario for an empath is to be fully in flow. And so if you picture perhaps spring water flowing through a pipe, we want that spring water to be clear, we want that spring water to be pure, we want that spring water to be divinely guided and orchestrated. And so if everything is going well, that beautiful, clear spring water is flowing through our pipe or flowing through our channel, our body. And so the best thing that an empath can do is keep yourself connected to spirit and connected to that flow. But sometimes what happens is that we absorb the energies from others, and that can clog up our pipe the same way our plumbing pipes get clogged up. And then things don't feel as good, and we're not as tuned into our own intuition. And it can feel like, I've heard so many empaths share, I just don't feel like myself today. And that is a great indication that you're probably not feeling yourself today. You're probably feeling that guy that beeped at you when you were driving, and that person that was yelling at the clerk in line at the grocery store, and your boss who was in a bad mood that day. And so you're probably carrying all of that. And again, that can clog up the pipe and block the natural flow of your energy and your connection to spirit. So we want to make sure that we have some techniques that we can do to unclog that pipe and get that spring water clear and running once again through us. And so we were talking about in chat some great suggestions, such as taking sea salt baths, and we talked about that with a caller earlier for a different reason, but taking a sea salt bath or an Epsom salt bath can be a great cleansing experience. The same way you feel much better after you've been to the ocean, that salt water, that natural cleaning air natural purifier, negative ions. We talked about that last week with the biomat. The biomat also provides those great negative ions which clear you naturally like an ocean or a waterfall. And so you can create that for yourself in a meditation. Picture yourself swimming in the ocean in your mind's eye or standing under the spray of a waterfall, or you can go and take a nice sea salt bath as well so that you have the physical aspect of cleansing as well as the energetic or meditative aspect of cleansing. Getting outside in nature can also clear us. It can clear us so amazing to be with the animals and taking a walk in the woods and just stepping outside for a breath of fresh air. If you work in a enclosed environment, which isn't always pleasant all day, you may want to take a smoking break or take a non-smoking break, right? The smoking people can go out and take breaks throughout the day, but you need to as well do that for yourself, getting outside and taking some breaths of fresh air that can clear you. Also, gentle exercise or even non-gentle exercise, if that's what you prefer, can get that flow going again and get that energy moving once again through you in a way that is helpful for you. And so these are some techniques, and there are many others out there, to unclog that pipe when you don't feel like yourself anymore, when you feel like you've absorbed some toxic or negative or difficult energies from those around you. But what do you do to not absorb it in the first place? And what that is keeping yourself connected to spirit, doing meditation work or other things that help you to connect to your spiritual flow and your spiritual guidance, bringing in that white light from the earth and bringing in that white light from the sky or from source above or from heaven or whatever names work for you, allowing that light of spirit to come into your body and fill your body completely. And because spiritual energy is so abundant and unlimited, that your physical body can keep it all within your physical limits, and so it expands out into all directions around you and forms a beautiful aura of love, light, and protection around you. And that is something that can be your filter. It is a filter that is around you in your aura. The light is filled within you, and it is a light of pure positive love. And so you approach the world from this loving place rather than this fearful place, and that will help you as well. And so you may need to do that. Bring in the energy of spirit within you and allow it to expand out into your aura many times throughout the day. And that is a great way to keep the pipes clean and keep that spring water, that beautiful spirit energy flowing within you. Because when that is flowing and you're connected to spirit, then you're going to be radiating that out and you're not going to be taking anything in. And so that is really the best suggestion that I can have for you, is to keep yourself connected to spirit as much as you can and to cleanse yourself regularly on an energetic level, because we're taught to cleanse ourselves physically. Obviously, we take showers in the morning, most of us do, but we're not taught how to take care of our energetic body, and so we want to find ways to keep ourselves cleansed. And to remember that the intuition within you, this clairsentience, is a gift. It is your birthright, and it helps you to be intuitive and to heal and to help others with their healing and to be able to bring through information for people and guidance for people that is spiritually guided and helpful. And you'll feel much better when you do that, because that is most of us part of our soul purpose. And I want to, before we run out of time like we do every night, is also mention some helpful hints for people who may not necessarily be empaths themselves, but if you know an empath, if you have an empath as a friend, or if your wife or husband is an empath, or your mother or your son, what are some things and tools and techniques and things to keep in mind for living? Living with an empath can be a challenge because they are very sensitive to you. And so the first thing that I want to suggest is to not lie to an empath. I know that for most of you, you're not in the habit of lying to your spouses or your friends, but sometimes we do so just because we're either too tired to explain ourselves, or we do so because sometimes those little white lies can be a little bit more gentle than the truth. But lying to an empath is really not a good idea, because they can sense that you're lying, and they can sense that there's truth under there somewhere. And if they're not a confident empath, if they're not an empowered empath, they can begin to really get confused, because you're saying one thing and their feeling and their intuition is telling them something different. And that may have been a lot of our experience as kids, where we really felt the truth and the adults in our lives weren't always that excited about us knowing the truth. And so they hid that, or they lied to us either for our best interest or not for our best interest. And so we got confused because we didn't know. And so what ends up resulting is that we don't trust the feeling. We don't trust our intuitive gifts, our clairsentience anymore, because we're so confused as to what people are telling us and what we may know is the truth. The other thing to keep in mind for the empath, for living with the empath and communicating with the empath, is that sometimes we can have a problem-solving technique within us that is a little bit more circular. And so perhaps we need to tell the story before we reach the conclusion or before we reach the answer. It can be a little bit more of a circular pattern. And I know my husband, for instance, is much more linear, get to the point, and I'll get to the point, but it, you know, I have to go around about and talk about this and talk about that, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh yeah, that's the answer. And so, yeah, people get frustrated, they're saying in chat, when you're not straight with an empath, and that is certainly the case. And you can also get frustrated with an empath because of the circular logic, so to speak. But, you know, we will get to the point and we will get to the answer, and most of us, if you're like me, like to talk anyway. So just let us get there our own way. And one of the things that I want to recommend to all of you beautiful empaths out there, not only to keep your pipes clean and keep connected to spirit, and if it clogs up, find a nice, beautiful clearing technique to reconnect yourself. But it's really important. You know how when our kids are bad, we give them timeouts? Well, as an empath, you really need to give yourself an abundance of timeouts. Really, really need to get a lot of time outs for yourself. You need to rest, because it can be so difficult to be in an abundance of energy all the time. And especially if you work in an environment that's negative or busy, or there's a lot of chaos or a lot of people, you need that time away. You can think of it as if you are trying to input programs on your computer and you don't have enough memory to hold all those programs, it's going to be like an overload of input. And for the empath, we get overloaded quite a bit. We can get overloaded when we are in a mall with just a huge amount of people. We can get an overload. I saw someone in chat, although I'm having trouble reading and talking at the same time, I did see someone mention a hospital. That is a place where we can get overloaded and clogged, a hospital, because there is so much suffering and that's hard for us to be around. And we are natural healers, so I'm sure there are many empaths working in the hospitals around our world, because that is part of our soul path and our journey. However, you do need to take time to recharge those batteries. You're on overload and you need to take those time outs. And so you may need to spend an evening with the phone shut off and the TV shut off, and either reading a good book that recharges you, or taking those sea salt baths, or just taking that time out to recharge yourself with whatever you enjoy, and staying away. Unfortunately, I know I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but you may want to stay away from the computer, because you may not think about it, but being online is also opening yourself up to, well, let's see, the World Wide Web. And so you know, that's a lot of energy out there, and that can overload our system. So I definitely don't think you need to turn your computers off for good, but take timeouts every now and then, and that will make you a much healthier empath and recharge those batteries when you can. I also suggest, as empaths are natural healers, that you want to take some sort of training that feels right to you to enhance those gifts, bring those gifts out, and to also do it in a safe way. I know part of the Reiki training that I teach at the Purple Rose always includes the great advice of you are not the healer, the healing is coming through you, don't use your own energy to heal, bring through the energy of spirit to heal, because a lot of times empaths can be drained because they're sending their own energy, and I really believe what spirit and our angels want us to do as empaths is tune in and tap into that spirit energy, bringing that through and into our bodies as I suggested. Spirit from below and spirit from above, bringing that out into our aura, and also sending that out to those in need, because the energy of spirit, whatever that is for you, whatever language and whatever definitions you call the divine or the universe, bringing in that energy and sharing that with the world can also bring that to you. So you are getting healed at the same time you are offering healing to others. That is one of the things that empaths can have a hard time with, is the fact that they sacrifice themselves in order to give to others. And that is done in your everyday life, in your family, and it is also done at work. And if you are in a healing profession, I would think that you do that there as well, obviously. So bring in the energy of spirit. Ask the angels to charge you with that energy and with that light. So that is the light that you give to others. That is the healing energy that you give to others. So you yourself are not drained, and you yourself can be filled at the same time that you are filling others. It is really important to keep that in mind and to change your perspective. You are deserving of the healing at the same time that you are sharing it with others. And also, I mentioned earlier that so many people at this time are coming into their own intuitiveness, their own psychic gifts. A lot of us are living, as Sonia Chaget likes to say, six sensory lives, and so our energy is becoming more sensitive, and we are becoming more sensitive to the energies around us. So you may want to read a great book about intuitiveness or your psychic gifts and learn, or go to a course. Of course, we offer stuff at the Purple Rose, but there's a lot of other beautiful teachers and healing centers around our state and around the world. Learn how to bring forth your gifts safely and learn how to touch spirit and bring this energy to other people in a way that also fills your spirit up at the same time that you are filling up the spirits of others. And a lot of great teachers can help you with those gifts and to help you use them safely and in a way that you set a clear intention to connect with only that which is of love and light and nothing else. So if we do become blocked, if that pipe does become clogged, it can block the flow on all levels for us. And so it can block the flow of health. It can block our health. It can block our natural emotional release and flow. A lot of empaths have kind of tuned out our emotions, shut them down because they were so challenging and so hard to open. And so this is what we want our empaths to start emotionally opening again in a safe way with tools and techniques and understanding of your gifts and all of that, because shutting down your emotions and kind of tuning out from the world when the world gets too much for you can be a detriment to you, because not only are you shutting out the bad, but you're also shutting out the good. And so you're not able to feel the love and the joy and the blessings and the miracles and the giving and the receiving, because you're too afraid or you're too cut off from all that was too much for you. And so also if you are clogged, you are not able to connect with your own spirit guides and with your angels. It's harder to hear their voices because your vibration becomes heavier. That clog is heavy, and so your vibration becomes heavier. And, of course, we want to keep our vibrations high and to keep raising our vibrations so that we can hear our angels and so that we can bring through guidance for ourselves and for others. You also want to check out your body systems, especially those systems that have to do with flow, because this is something that can be a potential problem for empaths. Being in flow and that natural connection of spirit and the beautiful, clear running water going through our pipe is something that we want to maintain as much as we can. But when it gets clogged up, we can also have clogs in our body systems that are meant to flow. And so what am I talking about? Our lymph system flows, our renal system flows, our digestive system flows, our heart and our blood flows. And so these are systems that we want to take a look at and we want to nurture. We definitely want to nurture these systems with appropriate natural remedies, if you're drawn to that, to work with a naturopath or an herbalist or a nutritionalist. And, excuse me, so we want to make sure that we are eating the right foods for our digestive system. And that is something I've shared with all of you before, that I had to go through in order to be more in flow with my particular body dynamic. I had to let go of some of the foods that I enjoyed, because think about the foods that we eat. Are they heavy or are they light? And what does that do to our bodies when we bring them in? And what does that do to our energy when we bring them in? I know a lot of you don't want to hear this, but hi, Lioness, someone's saying hi to me. Dairy can be something that can be very heavy and very clogging to our body system. So you may want to perhaps start a food journal, you beautiful empaths, and journal what you are eating and how you are feeling. We want to get back in touch with our feelings. And so how do we feel? Is there something that went on that day? Make sure you have a lot of columns in your journal. Is there something that went on that day, and how are you feeling because of it? What foods are you eating? What are you drinking? What is your intake? And how are you feeling after you intake these foods and these beverages? And start to see if a pattern emerges, and also perhaps any symptoms that arise in your body itself as a result of what you're eating, and start to really notice the patterns that emerge from this journaling. Sometimes just writing these things down can be helpful. And so what type of patterns emerge from this journal? And perhaps there are some things that you may not want to eat all that often anymore. For not everyone is going to be like me, but of course I have eliminated gluten, I've eliminated wheat, I've eliminated soy, I've eliminated dairy, I've eliminated meat, and I've eliminated caffeine. But not everyone has to go to that extreme. That is just what my body wants and what my angels have guided me to do. And since I listened to them, and I have to tell you that I went grudgingly and I went fighting and I said, yeah, I hear you, but I'm not going to do that right now. But since I have listened to that guidance and listened to what my body has told me, I have become so much healthier within my body and within my energy systems. I can really feel the energies now of the things around me so much better, and the things that I am putting within my body so much better. And it has really been a great experience for me to finally do that, even though I went along kicking and screaming. And like I said, not all of you are going to have to do all of that. But there may be something in your diet, and there may be something in your systems of flow that you want to address so that it can all run in a healthy way. I want to say hey to the people in chat. I have been keeping a brief eye on the chat, and I noticed that someone was identifying with what I said earlier about having shut down our emotions and shut down and shut off from the world. And my sense is that if we do better at balancing, at taking those timeouts when we need it, we won't have to shut down completely anymore. And if we start to use some of these tools and techniques that I am presenting and that so many other wonderful healers and teachers out there and authors are presenting, I want to recommend one particular book. It was the first empathic type book that I read along my journey, certainly not the last, but definitely the first. It is a book called Are You Really Too Sensitive? The title is Are You Really Too Sensitive? And the author is Marcy Calhoun. And this is a book that was written quite some time ago. And I found it to be like, oh, it was actually written in 1987. I'm looking at the copyright. And it was one of those aha books for me. I was like, oh, that's what I am. Oh, that's what's going on for me. And she gives a lot of helpful suggestions. She gives a list of questions to ask to identify whether you are an empath or not. For instance, here's a few of them. Do you have innate desire to help other people? Are you often a peacemaker or a mediator? Do you know what other people are feeling? When you walk into a room, can you tell if there's been an argument, even though everyone is smiling by the time you get there? Can you feel other people's pain as if it is your own? That is something actually that the angels are asking me to talk about as I read that question, because sometimes as empaths, not only can we pick up the energy and emotions of other people, but we can pick up their pain. And I mean that both physical pain and emotional pain. And so we aren't meant to hold that pain. We aren't meant to take that pain on. And one of the tools that I was given from a teacher early on when I started to do intuitive readings, which also included getting physical sensations of what's going on for my client, one of the things that this teacher said to me is to set an intention. I receive this for information purposes only, and then I release it immediately. And so if I'm sitting down with a client and my head starts to hurt and I say to them, it feels like you have a headache right now, and they say, yes, I do, I no longer keep the headache too. Because as a healer, if I'm there to help someone with a headache and I get a headache too, then I'm of no use to them. So you do want to really set intentions and to really start to take control. We want to empower ourselves again, take control by channeling spirit, by tuning into spirit, and by connecting to spirit and keeping ourselves cleansed. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to give you a breathwork tool. It is so simple, and it's easy, and I want to give it to you, and it's a very simple breath meditation, and you can do this anytime throughout your day, anywhere. We use our breath. As we breathe in, on our inhale, we breathe in life force. We breathe in source. We breathe in divine, whatever that is for you. And on our exhale, we exhale out everything else. So we breathe in divine life force energy, and we exhale everything else. And that is a simple, easy, wonderful way to reconnect to spirit and to cleanse ourselves and to reconnect and to cleanse ourselves. And it's as simple as our breath. This stuff does not have to be hard. It's just that no one told us how in the world to use our gifts. And so your angels and your guides are your best bet to help you to understand, because not everyone is the same. Like I mentioned, different degrees of empaths. And so we are running out of time. I do thank you so much for tuning in. So many wonderful people in discussions and chat. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for the callers who called in. Next week, I hope that you will join us. Of course, discovering this. I'll be all right. I'm getting tongue-tied. I've been talking too much today. Discovering Nature's Spirit is with you every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And next week, our beautiful friend and intuitive medium, Jeff Steinman, will be back with us talking about mediumship at the holidays. and we will be offering readings to callers. So thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like more information or to contact me, go to thepurplerose.net. 860-658-9888 is my phone number. Have a wonderful week filled with many blessings.